Jack Cullen's maid found his body lying face down on the floor of his study, his cheek glued to the carpet with his own frozen, congealed blood. When she turned the body over, fibers stuck to Cullen's cheek like fungus that grows under a rock. His left eye was open, the shock of his death still registered in the wide aperture of his eyelid. His right eye was gone, pulverized by a .38 caliber bullet that had pierced his pupil and rattled around in his brain like loose change in the seconds before he died.
"Shit,"
Harry Ryman said as he looked down on the body of the mayor's personal lawyer.
"Call the chief,"
he told his partner, Carl Zimmerman. Harry knew that Jack Cullen wasn't just Mayor Billy Sunshine's lawyer. He was a social lubricator, a lawyer who spent more time collecting IOUs than a leg-breaking bagman for the mob. For the last 20 years, getting elected in Kansas City had meant getting Cullen's support. Anyone doing serious business with the city had hired him to get their deals done. Harry guessed that Cullen was in his early 60s, dumpy from years spent avoiding physical exertion in favor of mental manipulation. Harry squatted down to examine Cullen's hands. They were smooth, unlike the man's reputation. Cullen had a Santa Claus build, but Harry knew the man couldn't have played Saint Nick without asking for more than he ever would have given. Harry had been a homicide detective too long to remember ever having been anything else. He knew that the chances of solving a murder dropped like the wind chill after the first 48 hours. If time weren't a powerful enough incentive, a politically heavy body like Jack Cullen's would push his investigation into warp speed. He gathered his topcoat around him, fighting off the cold that had invaded the study on the back side of Cullen's house. The windows were open. The maid, Norma Hawkins, said she had found them that way when she arrived for work at 8 o'clock that morning, Monday, December 10th. The heat had also been turned off, the maid had added. An early winter blast had locked Kansas City down in a brutal, snow-laced assault for the last week. Cullen's house felt like ground zero.
"The chief says to meet him at the mayor's office," Zimmerman said, interrupting Harry's silent survey of the murder scene.
"What for?"
Harry asked, annoyed at anything that would slow down the investigation.
"I told the chief that somebody popped the mayor's lawyer. He told me to sit tight, like I was going someplace, right? He calls back 2 minutes later and says, meet him at the mayor's office. You want to discuss it with the chief, you got his number."
Carl Zimmerman had grown up fighting, sometimes over jabs about being a black man with a white man's name, sometimes to find out who could take a punch. He and Harry had been partners for 6 years without becoming close friends. Harry was older, more experienced, and automatically assumed the lead in their investigations, a batting order he knew that Zimmerman resented. That was Zimmerman's problem, Harry had decided. Zimmerman was a good cop, but Harry was a better one. Harry wanted to get moving. He wanted to interview the maid, figure out how long Cullen had been dead before she found him, and backtrack Cullen's activities in the hours before he was murdered. He wanted to talk to everyone Cullen had been with during that time. He wanted to search Cullen's home, car, and office for anything that might lead him to the killer. The last thing he wanted to do was run downtown to promise the chief and the mayor that they would solve the crime before dinner. The next to last thing he wanted to do was deal with the chip on his partner's shoulder.
"Here,"
Harry said, tossing the keys to Zimmerman.
"You can drive."
Lou Mason read about Jack Cullen's murder in Wednesday morning's Kansas City Star while the wind whipped past his office windows overlooking Broadway. In the spring, Mason would open the windows, letting the breeze wrap itself around him like a soft sweatshirt on a cool day. Wednesday morning's wind was more like a garrote twisted around the city's throat by Mother Nature turned Boston Strangler. The story of Cullen's murder was 2 days old, but still front-page news. The reporter, Rachel Firestone, wrote that Cullen had been at the center of an investigation into the decision of the mayor and the Missouri Gaming Commission to approve a license for a riverboat casino called The Dream.